Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of the darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening,
and the day is almost over.
Yeah. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen.
A reading from Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when it appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old, and as in former years. Here ends the reading. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So back in the late 90s, there were these billboards that started popping up. There were several in the town that I grew up in, and they were simple, but to the point. They had this black background and white lettering, and supposedly they were quotes from God. Wherever you go, there I am, God. That love thy neighbor thing? Yeah, I meant that, God. Keep using my name in vain. I'll make rush hour longer, God. If we don't communicate, you haven't got a prayer, God. And last, but certainly not least, don't make me come down there, God. I always found that last one, particular billboard, interesting because, well, God did come down here. And it's during Advent that we are especially wrapped up in that concept, the divine becoming human, God becoming flesh and bone. In fancy church words, the incarnation. In our reading for tonight, we hear the prophet Malachi say, "The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple." Hundreds of years before Jesus, there were people doubting God. Those were the people Malachi was talking to. They asked, "Where is this God of justice?" They refused to see how God had anything to do with their lives. They didn't see God as involved. But looking back, little did they know exactly how involved God would be in the world. God, the one who always has been and always will be, the Alpha and Omega, the source of all love, the creator of the entire universe, all of existence throughout time, God. God is so in love with creation, with humanity, that it seems like God wanted to be as close as possible to God's very own creation. And so God takes on human form. The creator of the universe, while still fully divine, also becomes fully human. Fully God, fully human, two natures, one person, undivided. I don't know about you, but there are times that I fail to be properly in awe of this mystery. I've heard the story of Jesus being born, Jesus living, teaching, performing miracles and healing, being crucified, dying, and rising to life again. When we really stop and think about this, though, God, creator of the universe, took on flesh like God's own creation. God, the source of all creation, entered the world as a vulnerable infant. God, the one who always has been and always will be, remained fully divine, but also became fully human and fully dependent on human beings to care for him. God entered the world as each one of us enters the world, naked, utterly vulnerable, and completely dependent on others. I'm amazed when I think about that. God is God. God could have chosen to enter the world as an adult and skipped the acne and awkward teenage years, maybe. But no, God was both divine and human for all of it. Jesus is the full embodiment of God's love. God among us. God as one of us. God who is willing to live for us, and God who is willing to die for us. God's radical plan of being fully divine and fully human and living, teaching, and healing within creation is really hard to wrap our minds around. It was hard for the people of Jesus' day as well. He became too much for the powers and principalities. Jesus, fully God and fully human, died to defeat death so that we may live eternally with God. The restoration of relationships is that important to God. And again, this Advent, we wait and prepare to be reminded of this unique relationship, to be reminded as we gaze at the manger scene, to be reminded as we wait for Christ to come again. This Advent, let us wade in the mysteries of God. Let us live in the space of Jesus being fully God and at the same time being fully human. Let's wrestle with paradoxes that stretch us as we wait for the Christ child, as we wait for Christ to come again. Let the humanity and the divinity of Jesus be a sign of love for you, for me, for the world. Amen.
The light shines in the darkness,
and the darkness does not overcome it.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High. And Mary said, I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will.
My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you.
You have looked
with love on your servant here, and blessed me all my life.
Great and mighty are you, O Holy One. Strong is your kindness evermore. How you favor the weak and lowly one, humbling the crown of want. You have cast the mighty down from their thrones, and uplifted the humble of old. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things, and left the wealthy no more. Great and mighty are you, faithful one. Strong is your justice, strong your love. As you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness forevermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you.
God of power and might, tear open the heavens and come quickly to this weary world. Hear our prayers for everyone in need. We pray for all people who care for others in our community and around the world. Fill them with compassion and the power to respond with justice for those who are oppressed, with welcome for those who are excluded, and with relief for those who suffer. Faithful God, you teach us to wait for you with faithfulness and patience. Sustain and support us in our doubts and questions. Nurture our faith as we discern and enact your mission. Tender God, you know sorrow and joy alike. We pray for those in our families and congregation who are not joyful in this holiday season. Comfort those who grieve. Be a companion to all who are lonely. Tend those who are sick or struggling with depression. And gather all people in your healing embrace. God of the powerful and helpless, you clothe us with strength when our spirits are weak and weary. Bestow your spirit upon this congregation and empower us to comfort the people who turn to us in times of need. Make your church a place of refuge and healing. Righteous God, you humble the powerful and lift up the lowly. We pray for the leaders of all nations that they amplify the voices of people in need. Guide all people entrusted with leadership to create societies in which everyone can flourish. compassionate God. You fill the hungry with good things and send the rich away empty. Nourish those who lack access to adequate food and nutrition. Bless the work of advocates, community organizers, and food pantries. Encourage all people with generosity and love to provide for their neighbors in need. Draw near to us, O God, and receive our prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Great and merciful God, source of all ground and all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.